Everybody, this is Andy Leonard, and I'm here with Joe Keating.
Hi, everyone.
Joe, where do you work?
I work with a company called Version One, who are based in Dublin and Ireland, and we're an IT consultancy company. I specifically specialize in data and analytics, Andy.
Very cool. Very cool.
Very cool.
So you just did a presentation here at SQL Saturday Dublin. What did you talk about?
I talked about MDS, or to tell people what MDS is, it's SQL Server Master Data Services, which is a master data management platform that comes free with SQL Server. And I talked about building custom extensions within that software and the benefits of doing it.
That's very interesting. I do talks about customizing the SSIS catalog. It's just a database, I keep telling people. It's nothing new, you know, tables, views, functions.
And my whole thing is with the custom extensions, it totally expands on the native functionality within MDS. But there's so little code involved. I think people maybe from an analytics perspective think that C# is difficult if they haven't done it before.
Sure.
Programming may not come from program background. It is easy.
Okay.
It really is. I've got a bit of a programming background, so I can say that easily enough, but it really is easy.
That's
so people should be doing it.
Yeah. That's very cool. So are you presenting any more here today?
I am not presenting any more here today. I'm heading to the barbecue and having a beer. I've done my job. You're up later today, I know. So you hold off on the beer for now.
I will. I'll be very light on. I'm no longer a beer drinker, but I do drink wine.
Okay. Root beer.
Root beer. Well, wine. I like red wine.
Well, wine's good.
Yeah,
right?
It's good for the stomach. Yeah,
I'll test that out with you later. How about that?
That sounds great. Joe and I were talking some too about how interesting MDS is for creating, say, an interface to metadata management.
Absolutely. At Version 1, we are all over building frameworks that help deliver better quality products for our customers quicker and more robust. We've got metadata-driven frameworks in lots of different technologies. In the Microsoft space, we do use master data services to maintain the metadata, and we give it to our customers as an interface to maintain the metadata so that they can become configuration only for their ETL configuration and lots of other things. Really nice interface, really easy to configure, and it's no dev. What's not to like?
That is so awesome. And you know, I'm big on metadata frameworks, metadata driven for SSIS, and we've been having a great conversation over lunch, Joe and I.
Yeah.
I think I found my Irish twin. I do.
Not just in the looks, but in the talk.
Well, I would say you
I just need the beard.
You're
right?
Younger and better looking and not as fat. But you know, the beard is kind
of
cool.
I like cool. The beard. I'm a bit
a
beard envy, right?
Yeah, okay, cool. I tell you what, folks, we're going to talk to Joe about coming on Data Driven on the podcast, because I'd love to learn some more about this. As we've said over and over again on the podcast, as we've talked to guests, they brought it up, we brought it up. Data munging, data wrangling, 50 to 80% of the gig of data science. And people are doing automation around this because it's the long pole.
Yep.
So if we can get that down, man.
Makes life easier, less costly, less everything, right? And changing the world.
Everyone?
I like that.
Yeah, I'm
That's a good
serious.
Tagline. Let's change the world.
I'm serious.
I'm on board.
Joe, thanks so much.
Thanks for inviting me.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.